Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we are the founders of LSATdemon.com and the Thinking LSAT podcast. We got an email here from Francie. Should I read it, Ben? All right, it says, hi guys. Thanks for all you do with the podcast and for helping law school candidates like me with not only the LSAT, but also with law school admissions. I've listened to probably every podcast episode, Francie is referring to the Thinking LSAT podcast, and have heard you guys give listeners some great insight slash advice, but I don't believe my current situation has ever been mentioned or talked about, so I would love to hear what you guys have to say. Last fall, I asked one of my professors to write me a letter of recommendation. I have a great relationship with this professor, so I knew that he would say yes and could write me a spectacular letter. More so than that, I knew that his LOR would be a game changer for my application because he is a published author who has written countless novels and been published in some major magazines, New York Times, for example. Ben, what do you think about that?
Well, letters of recommendation are almost never game changers. I could imagine some situation where some admissions officer knows some writer personally, and maybe that encourages them to give your application more weight. But in general, these things just don't matter for 99% of the cases.
I wouldn't say he is well known by any means, but being as though he is from the New England area, he does have the potential to maybe be recognized by a member of the admissions committee for schools that I am applying to in that region.
Well, that's even worse.
Well, let's take someone who is well known, okay? Stephen King, one of my favorite authors, definitely a New Englander. Do you think that Stephen King, if Stephen King wrote your letter of recommendation, would that swing any weight with law school? Why the fuck does his law school care about a novelist?
I don't know. I mean, I could see it being like, oh, Stephen King. Like, I think they would notice, but again, it's going to come back to your numbers, your LSAT score, your GPA, your personal statement. Letters of recommendation are always positive, except for when they're not, and then that's really bad. And so the fact that this author is famous doesn't matter.
So what? It's just, to me, it's like, so what? This person's not even a lawyer. Not that you have to have a lawyer write you a letter of recommendation, but I just don't see why. Like, you want somebody who knows you well and is going to write nice things about you.
Yep.
Their degree of fame is not important. I had told him initially that I wouldn't need the letter until September of 2021. I knew that he was retiring this May, so I figured that would be the perfect time to reach back out again. To my dismay, he shared with me some very unfortunate news about his health. In short, he told me that he, quote, got some grave news about his lungs. And that he, quote, can't promise where he will be in the next few months, but if he is upright and clear thinking, he would be happy to look over anything I send him.
What?
Side note, I had also asked him to review drafts of my personal statement, so that's what he's referring to. Of course, I was devastated to hear the news because of the great personal relationship I had with this professor. I had responded to him expressing those feelings and very subtly alluded to the question of whether he would still write me the LOR because he did not explicitly say he would or would not write it anymore. It seems to me that this guy is like in the hospital and doesn't even know what you're asking him for. Ben, is that, that's my impression.
Yeah, I think, Francie, you're like putting too much weight in like trying to get a letter from this professor. You feel like, oh my God, I can't lose this opportunity. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Just find someone who likes you and write it.
Yeah, I think this ship sounds like it has sailed, unfortunately. I mean, I wish him the best. I hope this dude does not die, but it's like you bothering him about a letter of recommendation while he's dying of lung cancer. Now it's been over 2 weeks since I responded to his email and I have yet to hear anything back. This is concerning to me because he usually responds to my emails within the same day or 48 hours at the most. I shouldn't be making fun of this. Like, or I don't know. It's like, sounds like this dude is dead or in the hospital.
Well, even if he's just in the hospital, I'm sure he has other concerns. He's probably not checking email. Just let it go.
He's probably spending time with his family.
Yep.
To be as blunt as possible, I am truly worried that he may have died or is closer to dying. I don't know why I'm laughing. Gallows humor, I suppose. Is closer to dying than I have thought, making him physically incapable of responding. After reaching out to some people voicing my concerns, the consensus that I have gotten from a couple friends, as well as from Ruth during the June LSAT study group last week, is to definitely follow up as a wellness check-in, but not mention the letter. I think what Ruth is telling you is, check in with your friend.
See how he's doing.
Yeah. And give up on the idea of getting a letter of recommendation from this person. Yep. Who gives a shit?
Yep. Let the letter go. That's what a friend would do.
Wow. The real question I have for you guys is, if and when I hear back from this professor, is it wrong of me to push him to still write the letter? What do you think, Ben?
Yes.
I agree. I think that that would be like, you're a bad person if you did that.
Well, that's kind of a...
I don't really mean that.
Overarching claim, but yes.
I don't mean that, but you've got a friend who's dying, dude.
Just
really? You're gonna try to get a letter of recommendation from them while they're dying?
That's like, I mean, it's not entirely like, but it's pretty close to being like, oh, you're not feeling so well, so hey, can you sign these documents?
Right.
Like, they might, you know, transfer some assets to me after you die. Like,
yeah, it does seem wrong. It seems unethical.
Yeah.
As I said previously, this LOR could really be a game changer on my application.
That's your problem. Well, that's the problem. It's not a game changer, so let it go.
Mm-hmm. Well, game changer in which direction, Ben? You acknowledged earlier that they don't matter except for when they do.
When they're
bad. And I think they mostly matter when they're bad.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to push this person on their deathbed to write you this letter. I think you're risking that it could come off as tepid, or you might be misunderstanding the relationship that you have with this person.
Yeah.
I mean, you're specifically asking, is it wrong of me to push him to still write the letter? If you push this person to write this letter, I have a feeling that that letter might, if you get the letter, it might not be good. I really want this professor to know how much his letter of recommendation would mean to me, but I'm not sure if it's selfish of me to ask again, considering that he has this health condition going on. Yes, we think it's selfish. Also, we don't think that it would. It just doesn't matter. It's not going to be a game changer the way you think it is. I have heard both sides of the coin. Maybe he'd be happy to write it so that he has something to take his mind off his health condition. That's what everybody on their deathbed wants, Ben, is a writing assignment to like a super boring writing assignment where you write someone a letter of recommendation for law school, of all things. But on the other hand, he might be too consumed with the health condition to do so. Thanks, Francie. P.S. I'm sure you're already thinking of telling me to find a backup recommender just in case, but I have asked two other professors for a letter of recommendation, and I have yet to hear from the one who was supposed to be my said backup, so I only have one letter of recommendation officially on my LSAC file.
Okay, find someone else. Follow up with the person who didn't get back to you.
Yeah. Follow up with that person. Reconnect with some other old professor. You might also think about using graduate teaching assistants, a boss, anybody who manages you or gave you a grade. Reconnect with those people who are in their office at work rather than trying to force this dude on his deathbed to write you this letter of recommendation.
Yeah.
Cool. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some hot LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.